tonight, you guys, without Gordon Hayward, you guys face some unique situations, and this team's faced adversity in the short time that you've been here. How proud are you with the way this group has handled it appropriately?
I'm very proud, especially, you know, we're trying to make a playoff push. You know, most teams will probably just look at this game and on the calendar and try to give it away. And it's like, we're not having that sense of urgency to try to win the game. But, you know, we came out, competed at a high level, and believe in ourselves.
The Utah Jazz play the Cleveland Cavaliers twice a year. You're used to playing against that team four times a year. How much do you feel like that might have been to your advantage sometimes tonight, just knowing their personnel?
A lot. Like, played them four times in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, then I think five times in the season. So I see those guys over and over again, so I kind of know, like, their tendencies and things they like to do.
How pleasing is it to see a rookie like Trey Lyles just growing right before your eyes to make timely shots and key plays when this team needed it?
It's great. You know, he has confidence. You know, he's making the right play. He's going to be a, you know, a great player down the line.
Rodney Hood tonight dealing with a bit of the back soreness and just really fighting through a lot to give this team 28 points. You just sense a overall toughness and attitude with this group?
Yeah. You know, we need this. Trying to get, like I said, trying to get in the playoffs. He did a great job of just coming out competing, not worry about his back. You know, he played a full 48, and you know, you can get some ice and stuff right now.
Thanks, Shelby.
Is that Shelby?
So how kind of reassuring was this for you personally to play so well in a big win?
It felt good. You know, like I said, I'm starting to get a groove, starting to get in shape, being able to play some more minutes, and you know, just understanding the game.
What is behind you getting these scoring totals in the last few games?
Like I said, me and Coach Q watch some film. You know, I'm not getting caught in situations, like I said, what I was used to playing with Al and Paul. And I'm getting very comfortable playing with Rudy and Faye. You know, they're getting comfortable with me. You know, they're setting great screens, creating space to let me get open, you know, to knock down threes and stuff.
You mentioned before it's kind of different for you to play with pick and roll bigs rather than pick and pop bigs, right? I mean, what are the differences in what you do?
Just the spacing on the floor, you know. And then, you know, in Atlanta, I can pretty much throw the ball at a certain spot. I know someone's going to be there every single time. Now I'm getting used to that with this team. It just takes time.